Jacqueline Knutson is your 2017 national winner in grain production and entrepreneurship category. Jacqueline, start us off by telling us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from South Dakota. I'm currently a junior at South Dakota State University. I started my entrepreneurship opportunities when I was only 8 years old, with buying a couple ewes and growing from there to what my current operation is with over 60 ewes and 235 acres of owned and rented ground. With that, I have learned a lot about myself and what I want to do in the future and look forward to continuing my operation.
Let's talk more about your operation. How did you get your start in it?
Well, like I said, when I was 8 years old, I put all my Christmas money and birthday and savings together and bought my first 16 Rambouillet ewes. Then I had an opportunity to purchase 61 acres of land from my grandparents a few years later. With prices being as good as they used to be, I was able to pay that off really quickly and mortgage it for an additional 37 acres. And then I cash rent 137 acres from my grandparents as well.
What is it like being an entrepreneur and going to college at the same time?
You know, it's a lot tougher than what I thought it would be, not being on the farm 7 days a week. It is kind of hard, so going home on weekends is essential and really important to making sure that my operation is running as smoothly as possible, making sure that all my fields are in check, and making sure that I look at them every Saturday and Sunday when I get the opportunity to.
What's a challenge that you have had to overcome within your SAE?
I would just say being a young entrepreneur, there are some people that are more willing to help females than others. And I would just say overcoming that, finding the people that are willing to work with me and helping others in any way that I can, but making sure that I get the resources that I need for my operation as well.
Who's your biggest role model that helped you get to where you are today?
You know, that's a tie between my ag advisor and my dad. My dad definitely instilled in me my passion for agriculture, and my ag advisor instilled my passion for FFA. So just if it weren't for those two, there's no way that I'd be sitting here today, and I credit all of their hard work in pushing me to helping me get here.
What impact has FFA had on you?
My dad was actually a state officer, so I have looked up to FFA members my entire life, and I always remember I want to wear the blue jacket, I want to wear the blue jacket. When I was in seventh grade, I finally got the opportunity to, and the ways that I've grown are unbelievable. In seventh grade, when I was saying the creed for the very first time and I was shaking so bad, I couldn't hardly put two words together to where I am today. My public speaking skills is definitely something that I've learned in FFA and will use for the rest of my life.
What does the future look like for you after college graduation?
That's a great question. Right now I'm majoring in agricultural communications. When there is a place for me on the farm, I plan to go back. But until then, I hope to get a job in agricultural communications and marketing while helping the farm part-time until there's room for me.
Give me your initial reactions when you heard your name called up there on stage.
Honestly, I thought they said the wrong name first. Like, I was just in a dream. Like, there's no way that it's me. There's no way, but super excited, and I'm still on cloud nine.
Congratulations again to Jacqueline Knutson, the 2017 national winner in grain production entrepreneurship. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.